Blog Talk Radio.
You. Ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, I got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into The Attic. Hey, good evening, and we welcome ourselves back. This is co-producer for the world-renowned podcast, The Attic, back from a long sabbatical, but back to give you entertainment. Tonight, we've got a modified group. I got the core posse with me tonight. I got baby bro and baby sis. I got them people that actually grew up in the attic and understands what it's about. Hey, good evening, family. How we doing tonight?
Good, my brother. How you doing?
Good evening.
Oh, I'm on top of the world right now. I got my brothers. I got my sister. We got a fucked up nation, but we got something to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Hey, so, let's get right to it. We ain't got to have a whole lot of waste a whole lot of time with this. But before we start, hold on 1 second. I must get this out of the way first.
Said y'all need a new DJ. I'm your man.
You're in prison.
It's a minor challenge. Run alcohol.
All right.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, bring it back the old juice. Bring it back the old juice. Hey, but listen. Welcome to Wednesday night's podcast. This is The Attic. I'm co-producer. Now I got baby brother and baby sis with me tonight. And what we do is weekly we get together and we try to give you a perspective on events that affect lives from a urban perspective. Because that's who we are. That's how we grew up. And sometimes a lot of situations are grossly misunderstood, because if I'm speaking from an urban perspective and you're speaking from a European perspective, we may be saying the same thing, but it sounds real different, if that makes sense. So it's good to have a podcast that, again, we try to keep it street right here. We can call it urban, we can call it whatever you want to call it, but we try to keep it street. So tonight, what I want to talk about, and I want to say this, I think we're going to talk about the president, but I'm going to put this disclaimer out there first, because then it is what it is. I think that because the individual holds the office of president, that there are some things that we may modify in our language. But then again, because of the individual and how he holds this office, when you talk shit about him, it don't feel like you're talking shit about an actual president. Does that make sense, Cass? For real, don't get me wrong. The Bushes weren't my favorite people, but you didn't just get up there and talk about them. Ronnie Reagan, he wasn't – again, I'm a diehard Democrat. I don't say bad things about him, but about the Republicans. But I'm saying when it comes to this president here, he keeps himself – he keeps himself in a position that you always want to have, not want to have, you always have something bad to say about him. And his legacy is going to be, no matter how bad you think he just did, and 10 minutes later, you'll be saying to yourself, oh, that wasn't shit. I mean, so you never really get a chance to focus on what it is he does, because he does so much that keeps everybody on at the edge of their seat. But what we're going to talk about for these next 45 minutes tonight is the impeachment. Yeah, they coming after that ass. Again, and I want to say, as a diehard Democrat, it's about time. And when I say it's about time, when I say it's about time, I don't say that to be mean-spirited. And again, I'm not a Trump supporter. I never, you know, I'm not going to act or play the game as if I am. I'm not. But the fact that I don't support you does not automatically mean I support impeaching you. I mean, does that make sense? Because I didn't vote for you, because I'm not on board with that bullshit you call economic policies, I'm not the one holding or the drum major saying, hey, let's impeach. No, that not my position. But I'm saying that this current president, and I wanted to put all the disclaimers out there that I have a lot of respect for the office. And it's another podcast, so we can talk about that. But I have a lot of respect for the office of president. But this character that's in the office right now today makes it real hard for that to be viewed as a respectable position. Now, I'm going to do a little outlining here. In fact, what I want to do is I'm going to play a quick one-minute clip. And this one-minute clip is going to set the stage for the rest of our show. Stand by.
December 10, 2019, the U.S. Congress unveils two articles of impeachment against President Trump. If Congress votes on these new articles, Donald Trump will become only the third president ever impeached and the first, think about this, the first elected president ever impeached in his first term.
The House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment.
The first order of business for members of Congress is the solemn act to take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution.
The articles put forward today will give us a chance to show that we will defend the Constitution and that our oath means something to us.
The Democrats today unveiling the plan, Speaker Pelosi moving forward, uniting her caucus with a narrow case against him here, introducing just two articles of impeachment. Now, this is not a situation where they're throwing everything at Donald Trump and seeing what sticks or narrowing on the House floor what people want to vote for. And that means tonight, as we go through this, there are a lot of things that are potentially impeachable that are left out of these articles. Say, obstruction of justice, remember all that in the Mueller report? Or direct references to bribery or even election crimes, which are implicated, as well as Donald Trump's legendary self-dealing, promoting his own hotels as government business, or using something that past Congresses have used, the argument that a president brought disgrace.
So that's going to start our show off today. Now, all of the charges or all of the, not charges, allegations against Donald Trump from Russia to whatever, Nancy Pelosi has decided we're going to take the best shot. Well, we're going to travel the best course. And the best course would be, rather than come for impeachment with several impeachable items, let's find what everybody can agree upon so that we get this vote through. So before I have dialogue, I want to ask each member of the panel, baby sis, do you think he should be impeached?
Absolutely.
Baby bro, what do you think?
Yes, I do.
I'm gonna come back to you. I'm gonna come right back to you, baby sis. What do you think,
no
baby
problem.
Bro?
Yes, I do.
Sister Tippy, what you think?
Impeach.
Huh?
Impeach.
Impeach. Okay, I didn't hear you the first time. So, okay, now, baby girl, tell me why you think we should go get him.
I feel that if we don't impeach, it's just sending out the signal that he – sending out a message, I should say, that well, first of all, it's based on the Constitution. You almost have to impeach. You know, there's no way around it. It's not even a political thing. It's based on the Constitution. You just have to impeach him. And also it sends out a message that if you don't, that he can just do – I mean, he already is, but he'll feel that he can do whatever he wants, and there's no consequences to it.
It's funny that you say that, because one of the lawyers during the hearing, that was, I can't think of their name, that was their conclusion. If what he did is not impeachable, then nothing's impeachable. But, baby, bro, tell me what you think about that. Why you think he should be put out?
Because, first of all, he sits up here and talks about how he respects the Constitution, and then he turns around and he breaks it. He was talking about shredding the Constitution, and he was talking about respecting the Constitution, but yet you're sitting up there breaking all the rules of the Constitution. And if you don't impeach him, if and when he gets out, the next president that comes along, there ain't no telling what he gonna do.
Sister Tippy, talk to me. Why you think we should impeach?
Actually, I think my colleagues said it best. I mean, just like Baby Sis, like Sis said, you know, nobody's holding anybody accountable. If we don't get him, if we don't put a stop to this, the next people are gonna think he did it too. And like Baby Bro said, do as I say, not as I do. He's standing around saying, you know, don't do this, but I can do. I can do. I had this perfect phone call. They can stay in my properties. I'm just tired of his backhanded, double-dealing, dirty dog ways. It's too much. This is not.
I agree. I totally agree. I'm tired of it, too. It is. It's just too much. I agree.
You talk
too
to
much.
Friends and family overseas, and they're saying, what the hell are you all doing over there because of this? Come on now. I'm tired.
Here's where it gets even worse. He openly feels and voices he's did nothing wrong. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
My fault. Well, and then go back to day one, and I'm sorry to bring this, but go back to day one. Let's build a wall. Keep people out. Separate. Divide and conquer. I'm just tired. I'm tired of it. Divide and conquer. Keep people out. What the hell, you know?
Well, again,
and the scary part about all of this, even now, in the middle of this impeachment that we're in, that he's in. Giuliani is still going to Ukraine and other countries and still trying to do investigating Biden for the very thing that he's being impeached for. Trump is being impeached for right now.
That's that gangster shit.
Don't worry
that's
about
that
my
gangster.
Right hand
he over here right now treading water because they about to come after him with articles of impeachment, and Giuliani is still in Ukraine. So in other words, his actions make you think he don't give a damn about no impeachment because he know he's going to walk. But I still want dirt on Biden because after I walk, I still need him crippled, man. So I mean, he has no filter, he has no cover. He honestly believes, and again, this is just a summation from me viewing him, that no matter what the fuck he does, it
right.
is okay. I don't care what it is. It's okay. I don't have to hide.
And granted, yes, when it goes to the Senate, sure, all those Republicans, they're going to block it, and they're not going to follow through on it. But we still have to send that message,
yes.
And we still have to do the Democrats still have to do their duty. And still impeach anyway, even though,
well, see,
like I said, when it goes to the Senate, they're not going to, they're going to fail, They're going to fail the rest of the country by not seeing it through. But then that's when we have to see them in November, and we have to vote them out.
But, you know, a lot of people get confused or twisted by what it actually means to impeach a president. So I'm going to try to explain that.
Set to be a historic day on Capitol Hill with Democrats poised to unveil articles of impeachment. But there's a lot of confusion surrounding the process and how it works. Here's what it actually means to be impeached. First, impeachment doesn't mean removing a high-ranking official from office. It's actually the process when a legislative body makes charges against a government official. Think of it like an indictment in a criminal case. Next, while the House of Representatives can impeach a president, it's actually the Senate who holds the trial. It would be the Senate that convicts, like a jury in a criminal case. But that's never happened. Both Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton were impeached, tried, and stayed in office. Finally, the reason that's never happened, it's really tough. It takes 67 of 100 senators to vote to remove the president from office. So that would mean 20 Republican senators would have to vote along with all of the Democrats to force President Trump from office. You can read more about the process.
So, again, it's not even an easy process to manage, because even with – see, and this is where the level of corruptness, if that is such a word, rears its ugly head in our politics. Because I'm sorry, you can be a diehard Republican, but you cannot deny what just transpired between our president and Ukraine. So what they do is they put a different spin on it now. And here's one of the latest spins they got. You can't impeach him because what they tried to do didn't work and they gave up halfway through it. Now, what kind of shit is that? And that is a defense that they're putting up. They're saying that the quid pro quo, the quid pro went through, but then the other part didn't. So therefore, there is no crime. In other words, Trump originally held the money from Ukraine, but then they gave them a part of the money. So they're saying there's no quid pro quo there.
I'm throwing a flag.
Go ahead.
No, that's just like saying if somebody robbed a bank and because the police got there and stopped them before they got away with the money, that they shouldn't have to go to jail.
Exactly.
Right. Great analogy. Great analogy.
You know, and that's just crazy. That's the fact that you got caught, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you got caught. You were still trying to rob the bank.
Exactly.
And that's just like people get arrested for attempted murder. Even if you didn't kill the person, if you attempted to kill them, you know what I'm saying? You can still get arrested. That's why they call it attempted murder.
But, you know, like I said, that's their defense. But you know what? Before we get back on subject, I'm going to segue just for a minute, and I'm going to ask a question to the panel. And that question is, what could we be possibly missing from the Republicans' argument? Now, because you got to remember, they're fighting tooth and nail to defend this guy. There's not a whole lot of Republicans saying, yes, we know what you did, and we're going to try to lessen the penalty. No, they're saying he's 100% right in what he did. So let me ask, what are we missing from this equation that they could argue so adamantly in his behalf?
We're not missing anything.
Well, understand, they're not arguing anything about what he did because they know it's wrong. They've been arguing about the process. They haven't been arguing anything to do with about what he actually did because they know that they're wrong. They've only been arguing about the process.
I seen some I watched a little bit of a hearing the other day, and I gotta tell you, it really, really reminded me of children in school for this to be our nation's top lawmakers in action. Before Nadler could get started, the Republicans put up a vicious set of motions on the floor about a totally separate item in order to detract from even having the proceeding. And I mean, and they came at him with tenacity too. What's up, OG? How you doing tonight?
I'm okay. Just finishing. Had to
Whose phone is that?
Stomach first, huh?
Does anybody hear that?
Yeah,
that's my cell phone going crazy.
Oh. Okay, we good?
We're good.
All right, so so they're putting up arguments, fierce arguments. So why do you you got to know that by soliciting assistance from a foreign nation, you just compromised yourself. I mean, that's on the smallest of playground rules. You do me a favor, I do you a favor. Real basic reciprocity going on here. But now you take that and add, you know, and put steroids on it, because now you're talking at a world level. They got to know that's wrong. And for them to defend that, I mean, what are we missing as Democrats or as the rest of the nation? Can people be that blind to following their leaders?
No. Like what Baby Sid said, they're not arguing that he's right. They've taken the whole thing to following the process. That's all they've been doing.
People believe garbage because of the absence of a decent life, for lack of a better word. That they're so miserable. They're so miserable. They think everybody else is miserable.
Well, I mean,
they want them to be.
We as a people, we need to believe in somebody, in something. And if our life, if we assume that our life ain't waste of crap, who tells us that? That's who we're gonna follow.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how does that tie into impeaching the president now, OG? Talk to me.
It ain't gonna happen. I mean, he'll be impeached, but he won't be convicted. You know that.
No.
I know that. The Democrats in Washington know that. I personally believe that it's a waste of time and money.
Well, it's not a waste of time and money, because you just can't violate like that and walk away scot-free. So I really don't
care. He's going to walk away scot-free.
But you have to try. Now, if he's got this shit so rigged up that he can beat this process, then, you know, I guess it's going to get beaten. But you have to try. You cannot let that man.
Absolutely.
No, you cannot let
Absolutely.
That man. You know what I'm saying? You cannot let that man make deals with foreign governments. You cannot let
I'm not saying I'm not saying that. What's going to happen? And the answer is nothing.
See, what the Democrats
are going to teach him. I
3 million people voted for this guy.
What the Democrats are doing is they know the Republicans.
And we ain't doing any damn thing either.
Are not going to do anything, but they want this to get out to the people. And they are hoping in 2020 at the ballot box that
the people
make the decision. They just want this information to get out there.
But and you know what? Again, they might be using it as what do they call it? One of those lawsuits that you file with no intent, a slap lawsuit, a lawsuit you file with no intentions of winning, but you want to do damage to the person you're filing against.
Oh, there's other charges being brought against him in other courts.
not for
outside
impeachment,
of this impeachment.
Yeah, but see, they only pick two articles for impeachment.
Oh no, I mean, I'm saying aside from this impeachment hearing, there's
listen.
Other courts that are filing that have charges being brought against him. So
yeah,
once he comes out of office, there's other charges that he's going to have to face.
Yeah, he can't even go to New York.
Eventually.
He can't even go to New York. Upstate New York is going to arrest him as soon as he steps foot there after he's not the president.
Of course. Yeah,
eventually.
But I say this, that if those idiots that's running for the don't get that damn act together, this man is going to be in him another four years.
Again,
somebody's got to sit these 20 or whatever it is, 40 guys and women in a room and say, listen, let's play musical chairs and stop this garbage that they're doing.
But let me ask you now, what do you think? Because there's got to listen for them to support this guy like this. Because I mean, you know, they didn't get behind Nixon like this. I mean, they tried to help Nixon. Don't get me wrong, but Nixon didn't have this kind of support, and Nixon didn't do the dirty shit that Trump is doing. Well, I guess
Nixon didn't have the people behind him in the Republican Party.
It was a different time.
Yeah,
it was a different time.
The Republicans and themselves, six Republican senators, walked into the White House after the House of Representatives vote and told him, get the hell out. You can't win.
See, but again,
you either resign or you'll leave in disgrace.
Well, again, they should have been locked up, because if I walked in there and did that, what was they going to do to me? You want all these disruptions in these hearings? No, I'm sorry. Look at here. All these disruptions in these hearings, I think they tolerate that a little more than they should, because if I did that or any group or member that I belong to did that, we getting locked up and thrown out of there. And again, if they want it to stop, then they have to be pursuing action that won't allow it to continue. But again, I just seen that on TV, and it reminded me of little kids playing. It really did. And I'm looking at that like, how pathetic. At this level of government, the top level, this is how you act?
Let me tell you, this country right now. Well, I don't really want to say the country, as opposed to more so 45 himself, is just being laughed at. I don't know if anybody had a chance to see when he went over when he was at that, was it NATO or that summit meeting that he was at, and how those other leaders were literally laughing at him.
Yeah, there was audio and everything.
That's why he took his ball and went home.
Exactly, there was audio to it, and they were laughing at him.
Yeah, he did. He got mad, and he laughed like a little kid.
Yeah.
And when they laugh at him, they're laughing at us.
And I mean, that has never happened. I mean, we've always been looked at as a country where, you know, people aspire and want to, you know, people want to be like us. That has never happened to one of our leaders, not the president of the United States. He's making a joke out of that office.
And
That's why
you almost got me saluting a flag that I don't have. Stop already with that.
That's why if you notice when something like that goes wrong, what he does immediately after that is he comes here and has some kind of rally to boost his ego back up.
Precisely. Can you imagine the rally he's going to have after that?
He was just here in PA. He was just out here in PA. And that's when he called the FBI. What did he call them?
Scum. He called them scum.
Scum. Yeah. He called them scum.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's just think about that.
He was down here just up the road.
Here go the President of the United States on a rally. And in his speech to the masses, he refers to the FBI as scum. Now, let me tell you something, okay? For whatever reason, the President, there should be nothing going on between the President and the FBI that the FBI would arrive at, excuse me, that the President would arrive at the notion that they're scum. They're kind of like, don't get me wrong, unofficially his police dogs and the CIA. So when you start talking about their scum, something went really bad there that you wanted to do some crazy shit that they probably wouldn't allow you to do.
Well,
you know, let me,
first of all, I
mean,
and then you
dress,
had a nerve to
tables.
Say,
you,
and then
you
had a nerve to chastise, and then he said
I remember what
something.
They did to Martin Luther King, what they did to Farrakhan, what they did to the Black Power movement. I don't have a great love for the FBI.
Well, I'm just saying, but they do that on behalf of the president, is what I'm saying.
Overall.
Yeah.
You just don't do that. You don't do that.
Hey, but let me digress back to the impeachment process. I'm sorry. Yeah, when we look at this impeachment process, you know, again, it's a long process. It's about like 9 steps into it. So, real quick, right now we're just really on step 1, and that is the Speaker of the House declares official impeachment inquiry. Now it's got to go to the Senate. 6 houses to the committees in the Senate. Then the House got to vote on the impeachment inquiry. How will it be conducted? Then it's got to go back to the, well, not back, but to the House of Intelligence. And from there to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Then the House will vote whether to impeach. If that happens, if the House does vote, because the House can carry the vote, the Senate usually has the trial. Then it goes back to the Senate. Once the House votes yes, it goes back to the Senate, who's going to conduct the trial. Trial is held, and the Senate will be the acting jury. That's why in that little clip I played earlier, you need 67 votes to take him out of office.
Right.
Now,
but also,
you don't
also
have 67 Democrats.
Don't the Senate have to, they have to decide what type of rules, like what they can and cannot do?
Yeah.
Well, that's when it goes to them. They decide how the trial is going to be conducted. All that takes place in that phase.
I'm saying, but what's his name? McConnell, you and what's his name? Adam Schiff. You two guys get together and discuss what you can do and what you can't do. And being that the Republicans have the power, that's going to be kind of dicey there. It's a little bit of give and take.
Well, it ain't going to be no give and take because they're going to take.
They're going to take more than they're going to give. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because you got to remember, they're going to bat for their guy. You know, they're not coming here for a trial. They're coming here to make sure that we get this off the president's back.
Absolutely.
And we've seen so far within the last, I don't know, this last term, when the Senate, when the Republicans muscle up, they out-muscle the Democrats.
Of course,
we've seen that. So I don't know what kind of ground they're going to hold now, but let me tell you, it would just be marvelous. It would be wonderful if the Senate would say, hey, listen, at some point, let's stop this bullshit and let's get back to doing business. Now, understand, this is very wishful thinking because I know there is no way in hell this is going to happen. But let's just say they look at it and say, you know what? Yeah, what he did was wrong. And let's agree to do what's best for the nation. So right now, what our whole Republican counterparts are saying is what's best for the nation is I keep my ass in office and keep doing whatever it is that I've been doing that got the nation pissed off. That's what's best for the nation as what they're communicating to the world.
Absolutely.
That's politics. A politician will lay down your life for his country. He's not going to do right by you, but he will use you for his country and for him to stay in that position. They're not trying to give that up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so being the voice of the people, that concept, I really do believe, is so far removed from American politics that I don't know where we're going to end up. But I do know this, that, Nancy just going with 2 articles, again, not being a lawyer, I would think that it would be better to go with many articles.
No,
that's what I would think.
That's precisely no. You want your laser focused on one point, not 20 points out there.
Yeah, that's what Pelosi did.
One
that's
point.
What she got too.
Yeah, I agree. I think she did the right thing.
Well, again, you got to realize this is like Donald Trump. What's that TV show he had? It's like when he had that board meeting and everybody going at each other's throat.
Right.
But he get the final answer. That's just how he got this set up. And if you go against him, you're out of there. You're getting primary. He's picking somebody else. Like I said, he went through all these cabinet members, and now he got the right people to play along with his game.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Attorney General Barr, this guy is so just might as well be his personal lawyer, because you're definitely not for the country.
Remember in The Godfather where they had policemen on their payroll? That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He got Barr on his side. Barr auditioned for that job, and he got it. And that's exactly what he's doing. I'm not going to recuse myself. I'm going to go with whatever you want me to go with in your favor.
He wouldn't have got the job. He wouldn't have got the job if he didn't say that.
Yeah.
That's why he got the job.
All I know is this. He must be – I don't know what it is that he's really doing for the Republican Party, but I don't give a shit. They fall on swords for this man. I don't get
that.
Whatever he's doing,
pocket.
I don't know
if
he's
against me.
I don't know.
If you go against me, I'm going to get somebody to run against you in your district.
I don't know.
They don't want to give that up.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, I don't know what he's doing. If that's what it is, no. They are so loyal to that man that sometimes it's scary because anybody who views what he does that's not, if you're not 100% with him, you find fault in almost everything he does. But if you are with him, he's like perfect to you, man. I don't get that, man.
Well, I mean, to me, there's no benefit in working in his administration because no reputable companies or any really legitimate places of business will touch you because it's not something that you want to have in your resume that you worked in his administration. Really. I mean, it's not like you worked for Obama or Reagan or anybody. He doesn't have the A or B list people working for him. He's right now, he has D and C list people in his administration. Everybody that was top of the list, they've left him. Either they left him or he fired them, because nobody of any real with any real character or any real morals or anybody that has anything going for themselves, they don't want to work. They don't want to work for him.
Why do you think those Republicans that was retiring, they spoke out because they're retiring? They ain't running for office, so they ain't got nothing to lose. But it's the
so there's no benefit in that sense to work for him. I mean, once you leave his administration, so I don't really see. I just don't get it. I mean, so what's the man to gain the world and lose your soul?
That paycheck.
But you gotta. Huh? I mean, you gotta live. You have to live in this world after the Trump administration is over, and then what?
You go work at Fox News.
No, then I'm gonna have so much money that no matter what it brings, I'll be ready to deal with it.
It doesn't matter that you made a complete mockery and an ass out of yourself the whole while you worked in that administration.
No, it doesn't, because again, now wait a minute, not for me. Because I'm not in that position. But think about this. I messed around with Donald Trump for 2 years and just put another $2 million in my bank. Do you really think that $2 million ain't a whole lot when you dealing on that level. But you put a lot of zeros, a lot of commas in your bank account. Do you really think that they care about what people think about them? I mean, for real. Because first of all,
But don't forget, while you worked in that administration, look at all the grimy and dirty and despicable things you did to people while you were in that administration. I'm talking about as far as with that wall and the way they did those kids and how they had kids in cages and all kinds of stuff. Because, see, all of that is going to be attached to you, too. That's that stigma that you got to live with also while you worked with that administration.
But if I got money, I don't care. That's all about selling your soul
again,
to the devil.
That's it. If I make enough money, and again, if that's the path I'm on, because I'm telling you, everybody probably ain't making millions and billions under Trump, but I bet there's some people making $300,000-$400,000 on a regular. Everybody making money. I gotta believe everybody making money with him, because if not, they wouldn't support him like that, man. Maybe they got, watch this, it could be that they doing their own, not all of them now, nothing is absolute, but they've got their own side deals worked out, and because we stay so focused on this guy, nobody's messing with them over there. Would you support me now?
But here's the thing, he has no loyalty to anyone. He'll throw you under the bus if it means to save himself in a minute. He has no loyalty, but yet he seeks loyalty from anybody that works for him.
Well, you got to know that going in.
But I'm willing to take that chance if I can make me some money.
Yes. It's just like the drug dealer.
Well, let
you
me know how
you
that works
caught,
out for you.
Don't ask one
let me know how that works out for you. Look at all them people that's already been indicted, and they sitting in jail right now. That Cohen, Gates. Flynn and all of them that's sitting in jail right now.
Now
let me know how that's working out for you.
Listen, nobody ever expects to get caught. But again, when you're dealing with shady motherfuckers, when you're dealing with shady people, this is the risk you play. Just like the drug dealer. They want to sell drugs all their lives. Nobody ever expects to get caught. And when you get caught...
Well, with him, you better expect it, because that's life and death you're talking. That's jail. When you're dealing with him, you better expect it, because he's messy
and, the day before
and
he don't
handle his business right.
I was just getting ready to say that. He can still park. And what? Spending what? 12 months? 12 months? The 24 months in the jail for what I just did, and I get to keep my money?
Absolutely.
And what, a year or two later, I'm getting pardoned? I'll go with that.
Well, me, if I said one night in jail is 100 years too much for me personally. But again, if that's the road that you're on, and you know earlier when you said he getting B-list and C-list people, that's right. Watch this.
He's not getting B and C. He's getting B and F.
He's getting a janitor, a top-notch job. And he don't know nothing about what
he's
doing.
The bottom of the barrel.
But he know how to get paid.
Right now. They don't know their ass from their elbow. That's why everything is all up. Some offices don't even have anybody in the capacity running them in right now, because he's gotten rid of people, or either they quit and left.
They did say whoever is elected the next president is going to spend at least the first 2 years just hiring people, filling positions that have gone vacant over the years, man.
Exactly.
Hey, but listen, I appreciate the conversation tonight as we talk about what the hell we should do with our president. Okay,
Ronnie, how we should do it? He's off the chain. How
we
should do it, Ronnie?
Hold on.
That's kidding.
Yeah, what we should be doing with our president? He's off the chain, and out of control. So what are we going to do about him? And right now they're coming at him with a little bit of impeachment, but we're going to see how that plays out. But I want to just take a second before we close the show. And one of the contributors to the attic, Nurse Carmen, had a little emergency and was in the hospital. So she wasn't with us tonight. But real quick, Brother Messenger, you have any status on that, man? I think she's doing fine. Well, not fine, but she came out of surgery, and right now she's in recovery. Okay. So,
okay.
When you speak to the creator, we speak positive thoughts into the atmosphere for Nurse Carmen.
Absolutely.
But that's our show for
Amen.
Tonight. Cass, I appreciate your input. And again, we're back to every Wednesday night. We'll try to be educating and entertaining for you. So, again, we're going to say good night, and we'll talk to you next week. Let's say good night, Cass.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Go in
good
peace.
Night. Good night, Cass. Good night.
There's always one.
I'm the one.